We should be grateful to Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are grateful to Allah. Praise be to Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one more gathering where we have gathered together for our islah, for our rectification and purification. And we are trying to have a discussion so that we can do our islah, so we can look towards improving ourselves. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum, that a person should look after himself. Oh, you have attained faith, it's for your own selves that you are responsible. Allah ta'ala likes these sorts of gatherings immensely, and these gatherings, majalis, are accepted by Allah, that where a person sits and does fikr of his akhirah, worries about his hereafter, and especially he looks towards his or her defects and maladies and issues. What mistakes have we got in our lives? What problems have we got so we can improve ourselves? So there's a ajib, you can say a unique type of sin. It's a big sin which we regularly speak about, and everybody's aware of it and everybody knows about it. And today, nowadays especially, that sin is very common and widespread, and everybody is upset due to it and feels down due to it. And that is the sin of the eyes. The sin of the eyes. The sin of the eyes, misuse of the eyes, not controlling the eyes. We speak about it regularly and we say this, that control your eyes and control, save your eyes from haram. Don't look at unlawful things. There's extreme punishment for this. And this is called zina of the eyes, or adultery of the eyes, or fornication of those, and many examples of this on every footstep and every moment. There are examples of this. It's not difficult to be saved from this, or control ourselves from this, or prevent this. It's not hard, but we don't want to save ourselves. We don't want to prevent this. Allah Ta'ala has given hukam, then save yourself, prevent this sin. And very easily we can save ourselves from this. If we implement the tariqas, the methods that Allah has given, and we want to leave the sin, then the sin can be left. But we shouldn't have this excuse, I was in such a country, or there were means, or there were attractions, or what could I do, I couldn't control myself. No, no, no. This is not in the kitab of Allah. In Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, everything Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, or ordered us, or advised us, is according to His wisdom. We can't say, oh, it's easy here, it's hard here, I can leave here, I can't do this, this is, I'm forced to do it, etc. There's no forcing anyone anywhere. Where Allah Ta'ala says, stop something, that's it, we should stop it. End of story. This is Allah's order. In this dunya, whose hukam runs? Whose order should we follow? Allah. That's it. So how can we say that I can't do this? This is not an excuse. And close to Allah, we cannot make this excuse. Yes, where Allah Ta'ala has made such rules, where Allah Ta'ala has given a little bit of let off, bit of flexibility. Okay, if you don't do this, or if you can do this, or alternative. But if Allah Ta'ala says, no, this is final, this is my order, this is my instruction, then there's no flexibility there. Either a person should be prepared for the punishments, which start from the dunya, The punishment start from the world. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. And may Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah Ta'ala protect our homes. So until now, we are aware of one sin with regards to the eyes, and we're stuck in that sin. We're aware of that sin. Alhamdulillah, people are trying to control it, are doing it. The women folk are doing it, and they are quite successful. And the women folk, the sisters, are quite successful, mashallah. And the men folk, the men, they are also successful. I look at the sheets, I analyze the sheets, the tazkiyah sheets, and we're trying hard, mashallah. And Allah's given us this tariqah that try hard. And this sheet system, tazkiyah system, is very solid and excellent, that it shakes a person, makes him realize once that I need to do something and improve. So the one sin is big for us, but behind the sin of the eyes, misuse of the eyes, there's another sin that we do not pay attention to, and my thoughts have gone towards that sin today. And it's a bigger sin than the misuse of the eyes, wrong use of the eyes, and it's also using the eyes as well in the wrong way, but we speak about that less. And people are not even aware of the sin. They don't even regard it as a sin. They don't even care about the sin. And it's such a dangerous sin, linked to the sin of the eyes, misuse of the eyes, zina of the eyes. Two hadith come to mind. One is Tabarani hadith, narrated in Tarabani. I can't remember the other hadith where it's narrated. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that it's most definitely, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the meaning of the hadith is this, that definitely people will be involved with this sin, or consumed with this sin, or occupied with this sin, you could say. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and in another place, a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people will be destroyed due to this sin. they will lose out due to this sin. And most definitely, the Prophet ﷺ said that people will commit the sin. They will implement the sin. Nabi ﷺ said, I know for sure they will be stuck in the sin. And due to the sin, people will be destroyed and lose everything. And it will be due to the eyes. And we think the eyes is just zina. Don't look at the ghayr mahram, the person of the opposite sex who's unlawful for you, etc. But this sin is even worse. There's a more severe punishment for this. So shall we speak about this today a little bit, inshallah? Will you all try? Yes, because we should try, we should make effort, that's why we're sitting. Otherwise, why have we come for some dawah? This is a dawah, it is an invitation, a feast type invitation. What greater dawah feast than this can there be that we're eating the fruits of Jannah? Yes, Allah says that I'm not talking about apples and fruits, I'm giving you the fruits and the apples of Jannah, paradise. You can't see it, but you can eat it, subhanallah. And you'll get energy in your ruh, mashallah, your spirits gain strengthened and strong and big. It's a beautiful fruit. So my brothers, what is that sin? Shall I tell you what it is? Everybody promises in your hearts that you will try to eradicate this true promise. Okay. So this sin, we say the sin of the eyes, just like you when we look at the ghayr mahram, person who's unlawful to, like in the hadith it states as well, that via the eyes this sin is also implemented. Towards another person, don't look at somebody, don't look down at somebody, don't look at enmity with somebody, or with anger at somebody, don't look like that at somebody. Don't consider somebody smaller than you, lower than you, insignificant. Don't think that you are big and somebody else is small. Because this is also the eyes. The eyes make you think and feel like this. Have you ever thought this? That this is also a sin? Whenever a person talks about eyesight, sins of the eyes, we think straight away, oh, looking at a ghayr mahram. The Prophet ﷺ said that this is such a big sin, such a big sin. The 70 years excellent worship is annulled and eradicated due to this sin. Hadith, 70 years. And we don't even know if we're going to live to 70 years. We don't even know if that in 70 years will our amal be good. But 70 years of continuous good worship. Good, the Prophet ﷺ said, is what? Accepted worship. The ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has liked. But when a person commits this sin, then when he looks at somebody, looks down at someone, thinks somebody else is lower than him, insignificant, then Allah says that person's not just finished off, he's destroyed. He's not capable. Allah says, this person is not capable. So tell me. And this, doing this sin, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that this sin is very common. Maybe the elderly, etc., how will they get saved from this sin? Yes, that for example, a person says, okay, what this person saying, look at him, and you know, for the zina of the eyes, a person maybe has some shame and he looks away. But this sin, we don't even realize when we're doing it. And why is it so common? This sin, Allah Ta'ala has classified this sin as dangerous, and it's something that's done by many people. There are different types of people in the world, different ranks. Some people are beautiful, some poor, some rich, some are maybe ugly, some are darker, some are yellow complexion, tall, short. Everyone's got, some are alim, some are non-alims, jahil, ignorant, educated, illiterate, hafidh, non-hafidh. In other words, you have ilm, dunya, go whichever direction you want to go in. In every direction you go, wherever you go, we see people who look down as that. For example, everyone's sitting, everyone's different. Somebody's beard is short, someone's long, someone's got three hairs, someone's nose is straight or bent, somebody's mouth's like this, somebody's eyes are like this. Everyone is present here. Everyone looks different. Everyone is somebody's beautiful, handsome. And the handsome person will look at that person who's maybe not handsome, ugly. Where's he reached to? The sin. Especially women. The women, they see that, oh, whose daughter-in-law is good, and whose lips are nice, and whose eyelashes are nice, and whose ears are like this or disfigured, etc. We all look at each other, compare. We have no worry. And Allah Akbar, look at these majalis through which Allah Ta'ala has created the fikr, the worry, the concern. We cannot understand the value of these majalis. Are these words not being delivered and shared? So through this, Allah Ta'ala creates such people whose hearts suddenly feel that I've got to do these actions, the good actions. I've got to improve. I've got to eliminate the problems. So where have our discussions gone? Everything that we've discussed and shared. Allah says, those ibadat that we are not even aware of, the hisab. salah that we prayed in the morning, we don't even remember what we prayed in the evening, the sujood, we don't even know the previous Ramadan, what did we do, etc. The worship, we're just carrying on, just accustomed to practicing, and we'll get Jannah. Hisab, accounting. Further, we have to be presented to Allah, and our examples, our actions, witnesses will come, people will come, and there'll be hisab, big hisab, in the court of Allah. So this is the worry that has just finished off in the world. We've just taken all over a traditional deen of ours. Isn't this our society? There are thousands of people sitting. Somebody will be rich, poor, tall, short. Somebody's got money. Somebody's in debt. Somebody's given out loans. Somebody's retired. Thousands of people in different circumstances, different scenarios, different lifestyles, different looks, everything, different emotions. But Allah says that every insan, human being, should be as if he's sitting plain. That's the glory of the woman. He doesn't classify those who's ugly, handsome, beautiful, tall, short, this, alim, ghair, alim, non-alim, hafidh, non-hafidh. No differentiation. No differentiation. We shouldn't even realize. The whole gathering should be, and nobody should realize the who's here, who's this, who's higher, who's lower, who's more important, less important, say subhanAllah. There should be no differentiation. No classification. This is deen. Such a generation came. Not one, not two, thousands in people who came along. And did anybody know that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was Amir al-Mu'mineen? Have you not heard the events? That he was going to Baitul Maqdis and for they conquered Jerusalem. And nobody knew that who is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sometimes he's on the transportation and the servants walking them. Sometimes he's walking and the servants on top. And the time when the welcome came to the city, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was holding the rein and the servant was sitting. And they said, is the Amir sitting or the one who's walking? He said, no, the one who's walking, he's our Amir al-Mu'mineen. SubhanAllah. So was the deen just for them? For that golden generation? They were examples to continue. If we think, oh, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu could do this, well, we can't do it, it's not necessary for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did he say that I will do it, my companions for you, everyone you're free, halal chickens will come for you, halal meat, and just do whatever you want in life. Kullu ashrabu, drink, eat and be merry. For you, just verses come, just eat, drink, be merry, and 3-4 marriages on the trot. That's it. Is this the deen? This is not the case. No Muslim should look at any other person looking down at him. Totally haram, kullun haram. Allah Ta'ala says, I give no permission. Somebody is handsome? Yes. And is the person who is handsome has no permission to look down at the person who's maybe ugly or not as good looking. Not allowed, no permission. If somebody's young, powerful, strong, and he's standing in front of somebody who's weak, he says, oh, I'm strong, powerful. Somebody's got ilm. The person without ilm says, oh, I'm an alim scholar, you're nothing. Somebody in his heart, same person. In somebody's heart, Allah's allowed them to memorize the Quran, another person hasn't. Allah Ta'ala wants to see, Allah Ta'ala wants to test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْنِ Allah says, these are the tests I give to you. SubhanAllah. So does my heart not feel like to become an alim, your heart to become a hafidh? No, you want to lead tarawih, everybody wants to. But it's Allah's choice. It's Allah's choice that I want to test every man. And whoever passes the test and the challenge, there'll be no differentiation. Who's this, who's that? I'll elevate that person who has come onto this platform that he doesn't look down at other people. He doesn't consider himself better than others or herself better than others. Allah says, this is how we should be. If you cannot be something that you want to be, then be happy on what Allah Ta'ala has distributed you. Be happy and pleased with what Allah Ta'ala has made you. How could your father dare that to make you something that maybe you weren't going to be? Nobody can do has the power. He should be this, he should be that, he should be this. Whose achievement is this? Whose kamal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made somebody like this, somebody like this, somebody's become a doctor, somebody's become an engineer. That Allah Ta'ala says, maybe he didn't have any capabilities in the home. There are five sons. All the five sons have different thinking, different styles. Who made this? Allah. Father says, I want to do this, I want to do this. You can't do it. Why? Because وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ Allah says that with khawf and hunger and different angles, there's no different. This is the differentiation in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, I've done it for this reason, that the biggest thing I want to see here is that what does the man consider himself to be? That does this, what is this, the man who's an animal, himself he's become handsome and happy and rich and powerful. How dare he that he looks at someone else and says, I'm this, I'm better than others. He doesn't say it. He doesn't say it. This sin, as I said, the insan won't say I'm better than you. Insan won't say that I have got this status and I am higher than you. He won't say I'm like this. But the body language shows. What will the body language say in Urdu? Yani his harakat, his actions, his bodily actions, his body language. That will make apparent what that person is thinking. For example, a person who's strong, how will he meet you? Yeah, his style will be like this, and he'll show that when he shakes your hand, I've got strength, I'm something. Madman, what are you? Yes, if the problem with the status, he'll meet you like that, with a bit of a stubbornness and a bit of haughtiness, that you are jahil and I'm this, I'm higher than you, and I know more than you, and you're nothing. Even with the mouse, he'll say, who are you? I'm sitting in front. Who are you to sit here, or this is my position, my seat, not yours. Allahu Akbar. I am this. That it's not, you don't have this strength, you don't have this tool, you don't have this resource. How dare you do this? Do people not say this? They do. Allahu Akbar. Even if they don't say, then their feelings and body language, their sight, their way of speaking, the way that their hands and body and face and everything looks, they'll say, no, you don't have what I've got. I've got these qualities and characteristics, and I've got this status, and his body language says, and it says to other people, I am this. Recognize. And he's trying to show off what he is, or trying to prove what he is. What we should see here is that if you meet somebody who's a stranger, and you don't need to introduce yourself, that I am this, say Subhanallah. No need to introduce yourself. No need to introduce. Nothing. That he's this and I am this. No. That he is like this, and I've got this knowledge, and I've got this taste. Okay, at the end of the day, if that person says, oh, did you recognize him? He's this person. Don't you know this? Oh, mashallah, okay. So you don't realize from his actions, from his speech, from his desire, say Subhanallah. And this is the stage that we should be at. The human being should be at. Have you seen? The actions we have to do in the world, we just say, oh, I prayed Salah and that's enough for me. What actions we've still got to do, improvements we need to make on ourselves. Spiritually, physically, we have nothing. We haven't even got Ibadah. 70 years of Ibadah will be destroyed if we consider ourselves to be better than others. And this is the law of Allah. Nobody will save us. Okay, fine. So now we've realized that we should try, then shouldn't we, to improve, isn't it? Shouldn't we? Yes. So 90% of us don't even know that this is a sin, or we say it's not a sin. We see, when we speak about eyes, has anyone said that this is the sin of the eyes? There's another sin bigger than this, more, worse than the sin of the eyes, zina. We say lower your gaze, and we'll have a lecture for 1,000 hours. Lower your gaze, don't do zina. Say with iman, have you heard these points for the first time? Subhanallah, this is the objective. This is what we are achieving from these gatherings. Because shaitan in this day and age has injected such thought processes that the inner sins, and that when people used to go to the khanqas, to the wali of Allah, to a sheikh, the mashayikh were present. Soon as the student saw the face, the blessed face of the teacher, his batin was clean. His spiritual side of things was clean, I swear by Allah. And soon as the student saw the face of the sheikh, they start crying. And they feel that you're dirty, impure, become pure. But now there are no khankas, those people aren't anymore. Nor is that condition there, that environment's not anymore. What's the reason? Because we are ungrateful. I swear by Allah, today if we are grateful, then the khankas would open. Allah says that there's no shortage of people. Such people will come and sit and start doing our islah and rectification that we cannot imagine. But we don't like them, we criticize them, we think they're foolish, we think they're jahil, illiterate, we call them time wasters. We say that they are wasteful. Oh, what sort of deen are they practicing? What is it they're doing, these people? Which deen are they propagating? What da'wah are they giving? What deen is this? And look, do this. This is more important. Is this not our environment we live in today, our society? Nobody considers a wali wal as wali. If you put a board of a khan cup, the front of you start laughing. Oh, peer has come. Oh, sheikh's come. Look what he's about to do now. They don't know about the truth or the falsehood. The true sheikh or the false sheikh. I know this. That people will speak the truth, honest. Because every, you could say, subject of the deen has been disrespected and dishonored. That the cow that gives the pure milk, we don't trust that milk. Is this pure milk or is it diluted milk? Contaminated. People are right. Oh, another peer has come to take money out of the pockets of people. If we put the khanka board, if I open a khanka, see from tomorrow, people stop saying salam to me. They won't even shake my hands. Oh, peer. Oh, these people have spoiled the deen. They spoil people. I don't know what they do in the night. And they do dhikr, etc. Don't send your children there. Don't send your children then. The walis of Allah do this, they could say, come and purify yourself. That's it. That's it. Yes, at least come close to the wali of Allah. Give them time. Give yourself time. But we don't even consider a sin as a sin. We say, no, this isn't a sin. Considering someone lower than myself and less status than myself. I am the one who's got the power, status. I'm more powerful and strong. And everyone's got to listen to me. And everyone else is below me. And the person who's above is above. What is it? We say, what is it? Allahu Akbar. So these are the factors and the qualities of human beings that are not present in society today. But adab will come. Allah says when the qawm becomes like this, before adab would come, the earth would crack and turn upside down. Allah would punish severely. But today there's such an adab. Allah says those former adab will not come physical. But the adab that is today in the world is that people become ungrateful in the form of sins, and without iman they will depart the world. This is the punishment of Allah. These people are ungrateful. They never paid attention that how much are we disobeying Allah, we commit sins, we are disobeying Allah too much. Just a routine, we're running after the dunya, we're in a routine and we think we've passed. No, no. We need to work hard, we need to make effort. Person's got to make strides. We have 5-10 children, we just earn social security, everything else is fine. And who's going to bring the kids up and give them therapy? We don't know. One child, if he's born into the family, is a big, big responsibility to bring the child up in this day and age. We've come here, haven't we? To make money and to make buy chickens and make buildings. We've come here. So then children are being born, aren't they, into our families? What a great responsibility, immense responsibility, to bring the children up after the child is born, to protect the child. Every day we hear announcements, this happened, now this is being taught, we're teaching this. They're going to do that, obviously. And we can't learn this, we can't go to the school, we can't do this, etc. Why? Of course, we're living in the country, we have to expect these things. But are we going to cry? What defense have we got? What improvements are we making to our lives? What's the point of crying, lamenting, criticizing, complaining? Why don't we implement those things in the Quran that Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us? In our homes, why don't we utilize those methods? All the diseases will eliminate, all the diseases. Won't this hisab happen? Questioning our children, they're growing up. Will we not be asked about them? Won't we have to? Who will give the hisab for our children? The people, our neighborhood? Our neighbors, Allah will say, come here. You got children, wife, children, will be standing there. And thereafter, Allah will say that this person was a criminal. Allah, we didn't know. And morning and evening, my father was just making money. He disappeared. We didn't know. We used to put the TV on and just sit. In the night, we used to enjoy it. And sometimes we had a night duty, a day duty. And it was just children being born. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Social Security was earning, signing on the dotted line. And he never thought that what's the meaning of family life. And he's just running after dunya, doing his duty, working, making money. Maybe he prayed a bit of salah. But we didn't know. The children will complain. Will the children say this or not? Tell me. They say, oh, that every child is born into a family and he's born on the fitrah of the deen, say subhanAllah. Every child born into the world is innocent and on the path of deen, fitrah, the natural deen. So if our children are born and they get married, why have we done this? Why did I get married? Why have I got children? It's our job, it's fard, compulsory for us to save them. We cry, Allah, we want children. Then we leave them to run around like animals. Oh, do what you want to do. We can't do anything. We assign our children to other people. Darul Ulum, what can they do? What can a madrasa do? Yes, they are institutes that assist, they give guidance and help. Happens very commonly that, oh, put the child into institute, please do his for him. That at least you should be also working hard at home, pushing the child and teach the child. How can Mawlana Sahib teach the children everything? If they are working hard, they try, they explain. And mother and father say to the imam, oh, you haven't taught our child. You aren't giving him a new lesson. You're not assisting my child in learning. We complain. We don't want to do anything ourselves. What I'm trying to say, all the sins, the protection from the sins, that we are not proud enough. We have no shame. Adab today, why are there no khankas in this whole city? Why is there no khanka here? There are hospitals, physical hospitals for the body. How many hospitals? Many, aren't there? There's hospital. Yeah? But will we be safe from death when we go to the hospital? Tell me, even then, to the siren sounds, doesn't it? Yeah? So those ambulances, the siren, can we not hear it anymore? What about the janazah? Have they stopped praying? Have we stopped praying? No, the people are still living and passing away and getting him. We need those resources that even after dying physically, we are alive. Subhanallah. This is a statement I've told you. Subhanallah. Remember it. Allah Ta'ala says that, look how I give life to those people who pass away. Is there any one hospital, a spiritual hospital? Has anyone constructed, manufactured, or made a spiritual hospital? Has anyone got a desire for a spiritual hospital here? It's tell me, alhamdulillah, there are many masjids, many madrasas, darum, alhamdulillah, they should be there. There should be more. But has anyone got a feeling in the heart that we need that hospital that after dying, that person who stays alive, Allahu Akbar, we want such a life. We need such a life. That Allah Ta'ala says, that you call this person dead, don't say he's dead. Nay, these people are alive. Why are you calling these people dead? Well, Allah says, بَلْ أَحْيَاهُمْ وَلَكِ اللَّهَ تَشْهُرُونَ. Allah says, you cannot understand his life. He's living, nourished. When he was alive for me. And when he's died, Allah said, even now he has passed away for me and he's living. Allahu Akbar. He wasn't for himself then, nor is he for himself now. At that time he was mine and today he is mine. Just the physical place has changed.
Then the world, I give him rizq and wealth, and here I'll give him rizq as well. See as how I'll give him rizq, Allah says in the grave, and how he will wander around, float and fly in Jannah. Go eat what you want. Where does this come from? We need a hospital for this. That we run to the hospital. Hazrat, my doctor, my sheikh, that I look at other people, I look down at them, I'm proud. I think they're worse than me, cure me. And he'll admit you into the ward, he'll put you into a bed, here's your bed number. Inshallah, within no time, all of your deficiencies, maladies, defects will be eliminated from within you. You're a patient of the teacher, subhanAllah, the doctor. Are you a patient of anybody? Have you registered anywhere with the physician, the spiritual physician? Look at this. And this is our life. في قلوبهم مرضا فزادهم الله مرضا. Allah says that in your heart, not one, not two, not four, مرضا. Allah says many. And many defects, many over. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah says, who will increase the maraid, the defects, the maladies? Allah says, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah says, I, your Lord, the Creator, will increase that you will die as a mushrik. You won't have iman at the time. Nifaq, hypocrisy. The sins will mount and mount and multiply, and the batin, the inner state, will be contaminated dirty. I don't know how to put people to sleep. I know how to make people come awake, say subhanAllah. I don't put people to sleep. I make people wake up. I want to be awake due to your company, and I want to make you wake up as well. It's not time to sleep here. Sleeping is in the hereafter in Jannah. Here, wake up. Do something. Earn something. It's not time to earn money. It's time to earn amal. Not mal. Amal. Deeds. Yes, have a bank balance. Most definitely. But gather and save the money there, where you'll get many thousands of times over multiplied. If you get more here, you'll get interest. There you'll get the more in the hereafter. It'll be reward upon reward. Allah's fadl, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. Subhanallah. So what sin is this we're speaking about, my brothers? To look down at somebody visibly, spiritually, mentally. Oh, look at him, he's nothing. I know how to drive good. He doesn't even know how to drive. You haven't even learned how to drive. What have you been doing all your life? Isn't this looking down at someone? Speaking down at somebody? Yeah, criticize somebody. There's a lot to say. I'll give you the heading, and I've heard this as well, that this is the issue. That if in any way or form, mentally, physically, if I think I'm better than anyone else, then I should consider myself lower than that person. What's the cure now for this disease, this defect? Shall I tell you the cure? To eradicate this illness from within ourselves is a very good cure. What is the cure? The cure is this, that one person, yeah, for example, you pray salah, another person doesn't pray salah. Yes, it happens, isn't it, regularly. You're praying salah, the other person doesn't pray salah. What will you say? Don't take bad what I'm saying. He's walking, oh, hey, oh, read namaz sometimes. Don't you feel ashamed of yourself? And five or six people are listening. Don't you know? Haven't you got any brains? The other person is listening. The ajeeb people, they don't pray salah. And he thinks he's doing tabliq. This is not the tariq of the... Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? This is not the case, is it? Don't people say this? Yes. To the extent, to the door. That I told him, keep the bed. He doesn't keep the bed. How much I told him, pray salah. What kind of people are these? And that person's sweating out of shame, Allah Akbar, because you're talking down at him. And should we be like this? This is where a person thinks he's superior and others are inferior. So when you see somebody who doesn't pray salah, or somebody's drinking alcohol, or somebody gambles, or does zina, adultery, fornication, or he does other sins, Allah's giving you the tawfiq, then what should you do there? Straight away recite astaghfirullah and bow in Allah Ta'ala's court and say, Allah, me coming here, this person, I pray and he doesn't pray. Allah, it's your azeem, great fadl on me. How much of your mercy is upon me, Allah, that I'm practicing such a great favor and reward that I'm going to pray salah. This is your karam, Allah, your mercy, Allah, your fadl, your reward, Allah, that today I'm doing this action. Today I'm the imam. Today I'm leading tarawih. Today I'm reciting Quran. Mawla, bow your hearts to Allah. All these people who are next to me, standing with me, they're not lacking anything. But this is your selection, your fadl, that you made me stand. Otherwise you could take the Quran out of my heart straight away. And there are thousands of examples I can show you. Such examples that alhamdulillah, the person recited alhamdulillah and he couldn't go beyond that. For many years he recited, led tarawih. But Allah Ta'ala shows sometimes the result of haughtiness. Every sin, the adab, Allah shows the punishment in the dunya, sood, riba, other things. They're examples. Today, in this day and age, Allah Ta'ala shows the punishments. So the sin of thinking you're superior and others are inferior, Allah gives the punishment in the world whilst we are alive. They're present, those punishments. They're present. So, what's the first cure of haughtiness, thinking you're superior, others are inferior? Lower yourself. I haven't achieved. I'm not handsome. and that person maybe he doesn't look like me, but my nose could bend tomorrow and 6 spots could come in my skin, and I've got a beard and he hasn't got a beard, but my beard could disappear, and then I'd be like a person who's clean shaven. I could have cancer. When you start treating cancer, then the hairs go. So what should we do at that time? Be grateful to Allah. Straight away be grateful to Allah. Allah, your karam, your mercy, your fadl, you've given me all of this. Subhanallah. Instead of criticizing him, I'm praying salah, he's not praying salah, your karam, you've chosen me. Then the second action, that person you are looking down at, he doesn't pray salah, sister, brother, girl, boy, they're committing sins. What should we do straight away? Our heart should become so soft that suddenly, immediately, we should do dua for that person. That person we think is inferior to us, don't say anything to that person. No. Say, Allah, bless this person, have mercy on this person. Allah, Allah, this person is in the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, Allah, improve this person. Make this person's life better. Why? Because the sinful person, yes, that don't dislike or hate that person's personality, dislike the person's sins. Yes, that's okay. So, person who's sinful, you don't hate the person, you don't hate the personality, yeah? You dislike the sins. For example, I'll give you an example that you go to hospital, somebody is sick, ill, he's unwell, okay? When you go to the hospital, what will you do with that person who's ill, who's sick? Will you say, oh, it's good, you're sick, look at me, I'm healthy, and will you laugh at him? No, as soon as you go to the hospital, Allah, give this person health, my Mawla, give him shifa and cure and ease. And Allah, you've given me health, may I not be like this tomorrow. Doesn't this happen? It doesn't it? You become a bit scared or worried. Same feeling we should have. That when we see somebody who doesn't pray salah, somebody who's sinful, then straight away we should have pity. Not pity, but we should have feelings, and we should have emotions, and we should have regard and humility and passion for that person. Allah, give that person health, give that person improvement. So the sinful person, when we see a sinful person or someone doing wrong, we should feel that we want the best for that person, and this is the most effective cure. Consider that you've come into hospital, that just like I saw a sick person physically in the bed, young person had an accident, he had an injury on the leg. Will you go to the hospital and be happy? No, you'll feel pity on that person, you do dua for that person, you'll be upset for that person. In the same way, the person who's off the deen, away from the deen, when you see that person, be upset for that person, raise your hands, do dua for him after salah. Not that you go and see the sick person in hospital and then you do collective dua, then you say do dua for this sick person so he can be better and healthy. So why don't you do the action that, oh, let's do dua for those who don't pray salah so they can be improved and better. Subhanallah. If you have a sheikh, you go and quietly say that, I saw today a person, Hazrat, he doesn't pray salah, the poor soul, he doesn't pray salah, Hazrat, he's far from the deen. Please raise your hands and do dua for him. Subhanallah. How Allah will be so happy. But when we just do dua for ourselves, Hazrat Sahib, do dua for me, I want to become like this, do dua for my son, and do dua for this person. No! If he sees somebody not praying salah, he's not close to Allah, he's immersed in alcohol, drinks alcohol too much, he doesn't pray salah, commits sins, he's a Muslim, he's a member of the ummah, the ummati, then we should have so much love. Due to our love of Rasulullah, this is love. We should have so much love that it doesn't matter how difficult it may be for you at that time. But Rasulullah recognized every ummati. And imagine the pain that's arriving to the Prophet when he sins. Why Allah shouldn't I do dua for this person? So he improves. So that our Nabi and your Habib, his heart becomes happy. Allah, what a great thought, eh? What a great path of the deen. Subhanallah. Isn't this a beautiful path? Of course it is. Great feeling. So never think of somebody inferior. Never think you're superior. Allah then assists that person. Allah says then that person, he will improve. The sin will disappear. So the sickness we've discussed and the cure we've discussed. And if you see someone, you feel pity for that person, do dua for that person who's sinful and assist that person with love. Give him means and resources to improve. Explain to that person with love and affection and keep all his defects secret. Don't expose him in front of others and speak like a common person. And in reality, that the first feeling I told you, the reality is that we should think first and foremost that Mawla, my Rabb, my Lord, that this person is in front of me, he doesn't pray salah, he's drinking alcohol. But I've got total yaqeen that this person, not 100, he is 100,000 times better than me, a million times better than me, that he may go many miles beyond my status and I will stay left behind. And may this be, this is the reality. Every person we should think, anyone we see, we should think that maybe, it might be that I might be very far behind this person, he'll be very far ahead of me in Jannah. And we've seen these examples? thousands of people, they became walis of Allah. They left the bars, the alcohol dens, they became walis of Allah. We come and sit here, Jannah's mine, paradise is mine, I'm pious. Ah Allah, you're the one who distributes the greatness and the ranks. Maybe a person today who I am complaining to, you don't pray salah, you don't need to practice this. Oh, get back, I'm better than you, I've got knowledge, etc. But that same person may go in front of me and accelerate and overtake me thereafter. What a big sin. Massive disease. And this is called a person who thinks he's the best. Best. Self-praise and self-elevation. I read this couplet that look at your own defects. When my eyesight fell onto my own defects, when a person looks at his own defects, we never see, oh, he's lying, oh, he's doing this. Have you ever seen, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu alaykum anfusukum, Allah says, that have you ever looked at your own defects? Look in the mirror. Look at yourself, your blotches and the creases and the defects and the sins. Have you ever looked at yourself? Okay, you pray salah, he doesn't pray salah. But tell me your salah, how good is it? Subhanallah. Tell me your salah, what is in your salah? Your habit is just to bop up and down, or is it to pray salah properly? You think you're better than us. You say that person is not praying salah. And but tomorrow if he starts to pray salah, if a brother from Tabligh Jamaat gives him dawah and improves him, and he starts to pray and he goes on a chilla and he starts to keep fast, etc., then where will you go, my son? So if somebody is improved, if there's a stick, piece of wood, we're kicking it around, but then the carpenter picks up that piece of wood and he sculptures it, he says, oh, I can manufacture some of this, he manufactures it, polishes it, then the value of that increases so many times over, doesn't it? So these are the same people, the brothers will go on Tabligh Jamaat, they wander around, they're looking for the brethren. So if somebody's hand come towards you to improve you, to explain to you, then you'll improve. So we should be afraid that tomorrow he may become elevated and better, and me, I think I'm so great in my salah be nothing. So put your eyes onto your own defects so that nobody else will look inferior to you. Subhanallah, this is the solution. But we say no one, no, everyone else is worse. So when I start to look at my defects and maladies in the mirror, then no one will seem to me as a person who doesn't pray. Rather, I'll see that person as a good person. Subhanallah. Oh, he's a good person, just needs to be polished. Then this piece of wood, if I sculpture it and I design it and I polish it, then my salah will get left behind and his salah will become the best and elevated. So why don't I put a bit of effort into this? Let me put my share into this, isn't it? So that I can also say to people, pray salah nicely. Do dua for that person. Do dua for that person. Pray for that person. Tomorrow if he's made, at least my name will be included. That you did dua for this person. So you are forgiven first and he's forgiven after. Allahu Akbar. What great paths to Allah, subhanAllah, my friends. Yes, and these are actions that will give forgiveness, and these are the tests that Allah has given to us and mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, I will test you up and down. Allah has given, otherwise I can make everybody pray salah. Everybody could be an alim, a hafidh. Everybody could be a qari. Isn't it? Allah can make people like this, isn't it? And, but Allah Ta'ala can make everybody forget the Quran as well. Isn't it? Alhamdulillah. And after that, we don't know what to say. Okay, we don't forget the Quran. Even huffaz forget the Quran. There's a person, when we read Tarawih, then a few times a person may have to be reminded. He learnt in Madinatul Munawwarah, the pious elder say, that Allah Ta'ala makes that person feel sometimes, that I'm making you forget two words. I can make you forget the whole Quran, O servant. So don't be haughty and pride. Someone's reminding you from behind that you've made a mistake in the Quran, and then the person leading gets angry. I've seen this. I've seen fights in masjids. Wallahi. I said, what's this? That it's a good thing somebody's telling you, correcting you. We're jahil, we don't know. We're not alims, are we? That we are just those people who walk on the street and sit amongst the shoes of the people, but the alims and the scholars, they're fighting over this point, that why did you remind me about my mistake? I've seen this in various masjids. People are quarreling and they fall apart. So tell me, they start to argue, and this is called self-elevation, pride, considering yourself higher than others, and this is the sin that we've been discussing today. Don't take what I'm saying badly, huh? Okay, they might pinch a little bit. Of course these things will pinch. When the wound comes, then the salt comes on the wound. Yes, you know when you have stitches, when you have a wound, and then the smell comes, and the wound starts to heal after a while. Allah Ta'ala says that in the hereafter there will be Jahannam, you will be punished for the sins. It's better to remove the sins now in this world. We learn these from the Khankas, but we've closed the shops due to our wretched destiny. Allah Ta'ala says that I've closed the Khankas. There's nobody who wants to benefit. Nobody. So my brothers, this is the sin that we've been discussing. Feeling superior and looking down at others who are inferior. So from today we will try, inshallah, that whenever we see somebody with this weakness or weaknesses, then look at our own defects and our own weaknesses and think that nobody is worse than me. Look at your own heart and yourself with your eyesight. What did you do last night? What were you doing? Why are you criticizing someone else? Oh, okay, fine, you're not doing it now. Your beard's now white. What were you doing when you were younger? How many women did you used to look at? And then straight away you will cool down. Straight away. Has Allah Ta'ala forgiven you for your sins early in life? So why do you look down at others and look at their defects? Look at your own self in the mirror. That's it. That's the cure. Yes? Allah Ta'ala says that consider yourself inferior. This is such a big sin to think you're superior. And it's a sin of the eyes. If you look with your eyes and look down at somebody, if you look at a ghair mahram woman, you'll get the sin of zina. But this sin to look at somebody, look down at somebody, I say that this sin is worse as a sin of the eye, because many other sins come in between once this sin is started. So many doors to sins open up that there are so many sins. Allah says, I dislike this action where you look down others. The doors of shirk open for that person, and it's difficult for that person then to be forgiven. The question doesn't arise. The door closes. All the categories through which he could have succeeded, they go. He loses the opportunities because so many sins are amassing within that person. And then Allahu Akbar, when hasad comes, envy, pride, jealousy, and kibar and haughtiness, and after that is shirk. And all of these start to link and they emanate. Acha, Allah says that you're doing kibar with this person, you think you're better. Okay, fine. If we go to the Wali Allah, we go to the Khan, can we sit down? First time, first attendance, we assign ourselves to the teacher. I don't understand, Hazrat, that why do I consider myself better than this person? He doesn't pray Salah. Why do I think my Salah is the best, etc.? And then the Shaykh, he takes hold of the root cause. The quicker you get to the root cause, when he gets to the pulse and the vein, the Shaykh, he will cure the disease. The person who hurries to the Wali Wala for cure, then he will be successful. Allahu Akbar. And then the Shaykh, the teacher, he starts the cure, the prescriptions. In those places, the khankas, there was barakat before. Say subhanallah. In the khankas, Allah Ta'ala put barakah, blessings, that you'll go there. Even if you eat in the khankah, you'll feel enjoyment. Subhanallah. The langar, the food, the dawah, the feast, so tasty after eating, the person will bring back noor to his life. Is this not the case? Have you ever gone to a khankah and eaten? May Allah Ta'ala allow that you've gone sometime before. Because I'll open the... Yes, if I open the khanka here, then if people criticize, then you say, yes, I could, with the fadl of Allah, allow a khanka to open here. So my brothers, that place is such a place that take the hand and such a mahal, such a gathering, that if we speak about our qabirin, our pious elders, there are many examples. Yes, Hazrat Sulman Nadwi, rahmatullahi, his story, what a great sheikh. And he wrote a seerah kitab, about Siratul Nabi, Hazrat Salman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi. Such a big maqam. He was a great alim, and a point came in his heart once. Look at this point now. What a great thinking that you've written all of this. Such a great kitab you've written. And what is your amal? What are your actions? Say subhanallah. And then he became successful. Subhanallah. He's not a madman. What amal have you done? What's inside you? What have you achieved? He started to cry. Crying. Allahu Akbar. Then he came to his Shaykh, Hazrat, I can't remember his name at the moment. He said, what's the problem? He said, I'm destroyed. He said, I've written so much, I'm famous, I'm well known. He was very famous, a scholar of his time, and he was delicate, mashallah. And he said that, is there any cure for this? He said, there can be a cure. He said, let's go to the Khanka. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. He said, Khanka? He said, yes, there's a Khanka here. So whose Khanka is it? He said, Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thanvi, he's a pious elder, he's here. And he said, have you heard his name? He said, yes, sir, I've heard that sometimes. He went quietly. And he said, how can I go there now? He said, this is everything for you. His company, go, his sohbat, go and meet him. He said, is it? He got up, he went on the journey, it was night time. Hazrat was in the khanka, say subhanallah. Why was he there? That the walis of Allah, they know that Allah Ta'ala is sending somebody, ya ayyu an nabiyu. Allah Ta'ala says to the Prophet that I've prepared, I send the believing people to you, I'll be ready fakir. The person's about to come to you, you need to improve that person. Allahu Akbar. And he leaves his daily habits. I'm telling you a G points here. He changes his daily habits. The murids are amazed. What's happened today every day? Hazrat Sahib's mamulat have gone upside down. I've seen this in the khanka. I swear by Allah. That, have you heard the name? In Medina is a great sheikh. What was his name? He was related to the Tabligh Jamaat as well.
Hazrat, I've forgotten his whole name now, great Wali Valo passed away, and he wrote a Durood Sharif Kitab. Sufi Iqbal Sahib, mashallah. And great insan, he was great human, and he was bayah with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, and he was hinted, given the hint, the ishara to come towards my Hazrat, my Shaykh, our Hazrat Sahib. He got the hint in Medina, the go, there's a Naqshbandi Shaykh sat there, in such a village, go from Medina, go and serve him and learn from him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And I was there. And now, what a great Shaykh from Medina, what a big Shaykh who has been given the order from Medina. He did Ziyarah Rasulullah to go there. There's a Shaykh said that Naqshbandi Shaykh, go there and attain the fez. Now he travelled, Sufi Iqbal Sahib, he departed Medina, he left everything. His khanka, he had his own khanka. He was a khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi alayhi, and dhikr would be done, and he had his own deputies, and he left Medina at that time. He travelled and he came to Pakistan, Gadai Sharif. Somebody said, Hazrat, Sufi Iqbal Sahib has come. Sufi Iqbal Sahib, Medina wale. He said, how comes he has come? I don't know, but he's come. So that time before that, what happened? When he got the hint, then Hazrat Sahib also knew that somebody is about to come. Allahu Akbar. I'm telling you this, the connection is made. What we are seeing, the Hazrat Sahib's habits all changed that day. The time of sitting, leaving, coming, going, sleeping, everything changed. Huh? What's going on here? What's Hazrat Sahib doing today? We couldn't understand. Then we realized that somebody is coming from Medina, a traveler, and the Shaykh is waiting for him. Allahu Akbar. And in the night time, it was 1 a.m., 2 a.m., or 1 p.m., Hazrat Sahib was sitting there and he came. And then they met, and whatever happened, and their meeting, discussion, what I'm trying to say is that the mashayikh, they realized, so Hazrat Sahib realized and knew that somebody's about to come, a supreme guest. So Hazrat Salman Nadwi, when he went into the khanka, then Hazrat Thanwi Ramdhawi stood up and said, such a great scholar you are, why have you come here to meet me? These were his words. Such a big insan he was, wasn't some minor scholar. He said, how comes you've come to me, to meet me? For what reason have you come? And Hazrat Thanwi Salman, they knew that who is this person, this scholar, Hazrat Nadwi, went to me. He said, Hazrat, he was quiet. He said, me? I want to come and spend some time in your khanka. I want to have your company. He said, why? He said, I've got many defects. I've got big defects. I want to eliminate my defects. Say subhanallah. Is anyone today big enough to say this? Sheikh, we look for a sheikh. I just want a sheikh that what I say goes. Yes. And Islah is not my objective. I just want the connection. I want to be recognized due to the name of my Shaykh. Even though I don't meet him ever, I don't discuss with him or share with him, nothing. No, I just have this title with me. So Hazrat said one word at that time, subhanallah. And his life changed. Subhanallah. This is the khanka. He said, all my life I've heard these words and I knew these words. But when Hazrat Sahib raised his hand and said this, the two words he just said to me, the Hazrat, not this, you should be like this, that's it. Straight away my batin became illuminated. Allahu Akbar. And my life improved for the better. So Hazrat Sahib stated, Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah, maybe he spoke. He said, I went to see him and I saw that Salman Nadwi, I was looking for him, where has he gone? That his toilet was so precious at that time, or clean and expensive. Now there was just one vessel. And there was one bed, he had one pillow he had, and one blanket in his home. And a simple bathroom. I said, Hazrat, what's happened now? He said, my life has changed, improved for the better. Subhanallah. So these were the khankas that takes a person out of feeling superior. This is about today, that environment's gone, those people have gone. Due to our wretchedness, we've rejected tasawwuf. We don't want this. We want to stray, go, pray Jummah, hear a bit of a talk, and that's it. Let's go home. Spend time in the company of the Wali of Allah. Put your hand into the hand of the Wali of Allah. Take my defects out and take the scolding and the telling off and sit with them and serve them. He will not say anything to you. No instruction, no restrictions, and you'll keep on promoting, keep on getting promoted. Sins will remove, but your niyyah should be correct. Niyyah. If you have this niyyah, that you've become this, you didn't make us this, Allah, this is not justice, it's hard for me to practice. No. There are people like this today. And Allah, you made my Shaykh the Wali, but why didn't you make me like this? Why didn't you make me better like this? That person's got these resources, these skills. Why am I not like this? We are living in this generation where people are complaining, looking at others, comparing and complaining. So this is the mahal, the environment of the khanka, my friends. Okay, now, final point. Look, what a big sin this is. Big sin. And how many sins are released due to this sin of the eyes? The thinking others are inferior. So when at the hands of a sheikh, this sin is removed, and see what Allah gives.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that maqam of marifah of his nearness, which is the highest. All the doors of marifah then open up. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When this sin is removed, eliminated, tell me. When this sin is removed, then all of the maqamats of marifah, the doors open up. And what is the name of that status? What's the name of that status that we don't even know about? We don't realize. What is that status? What's that level? What's that rank spiritually? That when this sin is removed, where you think you're superior and others inferior, when you remove this sin, then what rank do you achieve? Then the recommendation comes, that door, open the doors of forgiveness. This person is Arif Billah. He's a wali wala. Do you know what is it? That station that comes, that level? What is it, Mulana? Tawaza, humility. About which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said himself, that from tawaz, humility, Allah elevates a person to high levels. And how high Allah Ta'ala takes that person. Subhanallah. So we are in need of effort. Will we do this, my friends? Or do we just want to listen to words? Attain this in the dunya, attain this in the dunya, in the world. We should do this, alhamdulillah. Where will this come from? Where will piety come from? How will people become wali of Allah? Just from la ilaha illallah, tasbihs? No. These actions don't make a person wali of Allah. That the whole world is reciting this dhikr, adhkar. This continues, this happens regularly. Brothers, this is not the objective. This is the cure. These help the cure. But it's not the objective. The objective is what? That what I'm telling you. Attain humility. Lower yourself. Humble. When will humbleness come? Humility, when the feeling of being superior over others and others are inferior, when this will be eliminated. When you start looking at your own defects, your own downfalls, and when you look at your own defects, then no one around you will be bad. What a great statement, isn't it? And when you look at somebody, straight away you look at your own defects first. Even if you're a Qutb, a Ghawth, Abdal, straight away yourself you'll cry first. Abu Bakr Sadiq, whose sins did he cry over? Say, Subhanallah. Has Abu Bakr Sadiq say, oh, he's sinful, he's not a believer, he's not getting money, he used to cry on his own state. Sadiq, you are the worst. Sadiq, this is the highest maqam, humility, tawaza, balance and humbleness of the walis of Allah. This is the highest maqam. And I saw this in my shaykh. Every wali of Allah will be a wali, remember, in whom he has these maqamat and he doesn't consider himself superior. He doesn't. Uff! Subhanallah, such tawaza, such humility, such greatness and elevation is in those people. And they're like us. They're like us. So that's it, we need to remember. Either we live the life like animals, eat halal chicken and halal meat, kulu wa shrabu, children are born in your family, one after the other, and we eat and sleep and die. Or we live a new life, a better life, and we struggle. And how will we have that refreshing new life, a new lease of life? How does that start? From where? From home? No, from the company, the house of the Wali Allah. That we need to present ourselves and lower ourselves in front of the Wali of Allah. Just like find a khanka, look for the khankas. Where are they? You have to travel many miles. Travel is the path of Allah. Inshallah, success will come. Chapati breads you'll get everywhere, my friends. Don't run after here with satay. Move beyond the where. What's in my destiny? Where's the Wali of Allah? Where shall I go and meet him? How shall I strive, make effort, etc.? Yes, do dua that Allah, I am weak. And I'm in difficult circumstances. Hey Allah, give me a guide, a sheikh here and now. Always Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that ask for something that's simple, effective. Ask for what's more simple. Is it necessary to ask for the sheikh in Baruch and another place? Allah, give to me here, there. Allah, you sent me here. I'm living here. There's no lacking of you. Wali's of Allah. There will be somebody here. Allah, please put the eyes into my heart that I can recognize that this is the person who's the guide, the teacher. Subhanallah. And you recognize that person. Subhanallah. End of story. And you'll go and do salam to him. Wa alaikum salam. He says, oh, you've come for this reason. I've recognized why you've come to give me salam. And he'll say salam back. So do dua from the depths of the heart. That Allah, put that nur, the light into my heart. Allow me to see in that good way that I can recognize that person here, around, near where I live. So I can recognize that great personality. When I recognize him, then I'll grab hold of his ankles. Do you understand? Yes, I'll grab hold of his legs. I will join to him. I will not leave him. Until I don't get to your nearness, Allah, I will never leave the company of the teacher, of the sheikh. This is not an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, this is me in the morning and the evening. No. That's it. That you can make excuses. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that I want you to get near to me straight away, immediately, without any delay. What are we doing? That person, he goes down that street. Nothing. Allah, I am worse than everybody. I just want the guidance. through the person who is close to you, the wali wala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين تهوى ياسين نبي الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا قاضي الحاجات يا قاضي الحاجات يا قاضي الحاجات يا قاضي المهمات يا قاضي المهمات يا قاضي المهمات يا داعي البلايات 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 يا حل المشكلات يا حل المشكلات يا حل المشكلات يا منزل البركات 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 يا رفيع الدرجات يا رفيع الدرجات يا رفيع الدرجات يا خير الرازقين 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 يا خير الناصرين يا خير الناصرين يا خير الناصرين يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري عافنا في قلبي يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا مجيب الدعوات يا مجيب الدعوات يا منيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمرهم كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.